Let's do the best of speed jokes now. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we like to play back our favorite jokes. Let's see what the joke of the week was. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one.
The following is a smarty pants joke. Well, observation, actually, and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
You know, it's funny. Paintings of Adam and Eve, where they both have belly buttons. Take as much time as you need with that. And we're back. Joke of the week number two. My friend bought his wife a fur coat made out of 3,600 hamster skins, and then he took her to the county fair.
How'd that go?
He couldn't get her off the Ferris wheel. Joke of the week number three. Hey, did you hear about the guy that got addicted to line dancing? Now he's in a two-step program. Yeah. Here's number four.
Hey, John, check this one out now. There All right. once was a man from Cork who got limericks and haiku confused.
Andy thought he botched it.
Yeah, I thought I messed that one up for you.
I'm like, no, Andy, that's the whole thing.
Okay.
That's it. You're done.
You. Okay.
And then there was this one. That one reminds me of this one. There once was a fellow called Dan whose poetry never would scan. When told this was so, he replied, yes, I know. It's because I make these things too long, trying to get in as many words in the last line as I possibly can. Okay, number six, please. I told some cannibals a good joke.
Did they laugh?
They gave me a hand.
Better than what I got.
What's that?
Cold shoulder.
Here is joke of the week number seven. I got off to a good start this morning myself. 23 steps on my Fitbit, and that was just putting on my jeans. Bonus points, I didn't fall down. Here's joke of the week number eight. I'd be a terrible superhero, Andy. I'd be at home, and I'd see the signal calling me in, and I'd think, guys, I literally just sat down. I got a beer in one hand, the clicker in the other, and now there's the big John, save us, thing in the sky. Here's number nine. A newly married young soldier was going to be away from his new bride for a long time. She sent him an accordion to learn so he wouldn't be tempted to cheat while he was gone. A year later, he came home and he said, I can't wait to get you in bed. And she replied, first, let's see how well you play that accordion. Slight Canadian accent there. That's from Come From Away. And the character of the pilot, the actual woman featured in Come From Away, is going to join us on the show to tell some of those stories in the next hour. Here's number 10. Hey, everyone, here's a pro tip. Don't be this guy.
Hey, sorry, I just read your text from last week. Are you still at the coffee shop?
Number 11,
hey,
please.
Hey, Andy, I'm reading a book on anti-gravity.
How is it?
I can't put it down.
Get it? That's a joke on the radio. Here's number 12.
Hey, Andy, what's yellow and really hurts if it gets in your eye? A bulldozer.
Joke of the week number 13.
I saw a band member take a nasty fall at Saturday's Mexican Independence Day parade in Pilsen. EMTs treated him for a mariachi.
And finally, I think Steve likes this one. Here we go.
I bought my pet dolphin to the veterinarian. It was growing legs and toes, but the vet refused to remove them, saying it would defeat the porpoise.
Excuse me, is my mic on? Okay. Well, we've got a decision to make here. Steve Alexander says the joke of the week was...
Yeah, you know, just for brevity, because these are speed jokes, I'm going with the anti-gravity book.
Nice. How about that? I wouldn't have thought that. How about you, Andy Mazur?
I like Mary Ouchie.
Mary Ouchie. Bob Kessler says...
Well, it's really a tie between the belly buttons in the Bible and limericks and haiku. They were both so unique. But I guess haiku and limerick.
Haiku or limerick?
Haiku and limerick, excuse me.
You're going to do the combo package.
Yep.
I'm going to allow that because I like the haiku limerick package as well, meaning it gets two votes. One more vote, and that person earns a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Producer Pete?
I'm going to go...
Two-step
program.
Someone out there who sent that joke says, damn you, Producer Pete! But we've got to speak our hearts. We've got to tell you how we feel about them. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Still, I'll randomly select a name right now, and someone wins a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.